I'm a director of enhanced surveillance and hospital-based epidemiologist programs in North Carolina Division of Public Health, a communicable diseases branch. And this is a review of our hospital-based public health epidemiologist program, and it was done by North Carolina Center of Public Health Preparedness at University of North Carolina. And we don't have no personal financial relationships with commercial interest to disclosure relevant for this presentation. I would like to start with a brief background of the hospital-based public health epidemiologist program, and then I'll provide rationale and objectives of this particular review, as well as methods, results, and few key summary points. The PHE program was born from a gap identified during October 2001 anthrax outbreak in the United States. Robert Stevens, as you may recall, was the first victim of the anthrax outbreak, and he was visiting his daughter in North Carolina. When he began to feel ill on his last day of the visit, and shortly after returning to his home in Florida, he was diagnosed with inhalation anthrax, and with incubation period that is generally 2 to 7 days. Public health certainly had a question: was Mr. Stevens exposed to anthrax while in North Carolina? FBI and CDC wanted to know if there were other potential cases in hospitals, in North Carolina hospitals, and at that time, gap communication between hospitals and public health was addressed and discovered. So the idea was the creation of public health network that would bridge disease surveillance, prevention, and control activities between public health and healthcare organizations. But how would the bridge will be created? So the individual had to be hospital-based, so he or she would be considered part of the hospital staff, yet had to be funded through public health to ensure necessary public health-related activities were conducted. And with the increased funding through the CDC Public Health Preparedness and Response Cooperative Agreement, North Carolina Division of Public Health instituted a novel program. This program, Hospital-Based Public Health Epidemiologist Program, or PHE, we call it PHE program, began in 2003. And the program seeks to enhance communication among clinicians, hospitals, and the public health system, assist with development of surveillance methods, monitoring, detecting community-acquired infections, as well as detection and response for potential bioterrorism events, and provide education awareness for disease of public health importance. So, careful consideration was made in selecting hospitals, including bed size, emergency department volume, characteristics of population served. Participating hospitals included medical schools, major medical centers that serve both civilian and military population in North Carolina. And there was 11 hospitals. I probably should say it's not 11 hospitals, but 11 hospital systems. Basically, it's close to 29 hospitals now, because some hospital systems include more than 5 hospitals. So these 11 hospitals are hospital systems covering about 39% of general acute care beds and 30% of all statewide emergency department visits. And on this map, you can see statewide, it's 10 counties highlighted in yellow. They're the home of 11 participating hospital systems, and as well as a hospital-based epidemiologist. And as you can see, these hospitals cover wide geography in North Carolina, starting in the mountains and New Hanover, is a port city. Wilmington is a port city in New Hanover. So to fulfill its mission, the PhD program composed of 12 individuals, program director and 11 hospital-based epidemiologists, and PhDs bring variety of expertise to the program, with majority possessing nursing degree. However, other PhDs have their masters in public health, science, and business administration. And PhDs are based in 11 largest hospital systems, as I mentioned. So within this program, each PhD has supervisor within the hospital and additional supervisor program director located at Communicable Diseases Division of Public Health. And core activities within PhE program are community-based active and syndromic surveillance, and we have separate presentation about our syndromic surveillance statewide system. The name is NCDetect today, same time probably. involvement in investigation affecting the hospitals, outreach, education of the health community, participation in special studies, and collaboration with local health departments. So in October 2007, PhE program was in its fourth year of implementation, and with annual decline in available funds from CDC, coupled with increasing costs of human resources, it became apparent that there was a need to evaluate the program. So North Carolina Center for Public Health Preparedness was asked to conduct the review of hospital-based epidemiologist program to basically to assess its effectiveness. And UNC conducted phone interviews and paper-based interviews between October and November 2007 among all entities involved with PhE program. The sample of 12 PhE staff, including current and former PhE and health director and program director, then health directors of 10 local health departments, PhE supervisors in 11 participating hospital. All these people were identified as potential responders. This is a total of 34 potential responders. Semi-structured phone interviews were conducted among PhE staff and health department staff. Each individual was conducted at least contacted at least five times before he or she was removed from the list of potential responders. And to facilitate discussion, all responders were assured confidentiality and in that personal identifiers such as name, job, location were not disclosed in any summary documents. Core questions were asked of PhE respondents include number of local health departments in routine communication, a brief description of activities undertaken to fulfill core activities, duality of supervision, and then, of course, advantages and disadvantages of the program. So the average length of interview was about 30 minutes. And prior to the phone interviews, Communicable Disease Branch sent paper-based survey to the hospital supervisors. A total of 29 responders responded for this request. So phone interviews were completed for 10 responders out of 12 potential program responders. Eight individuals from seven health department completed interviews, and one state health department responded. And from the hospitals, we had 10 paper-based surveys completed. And overall, the hospital-based public health epidemiologist program has been very well accepted by the public health authorities And hospital community, as you can see, 93% of responders noted that its greatest asset, the greatest asset was improving communication between public health and the hospital. 63% reported improvement in communicable diseases reporting, especially it was pointed that a hospital-based epidemiologist provided first alerts to the health departments during the investigation of communicable disease of public health importance. 78% of health department responded noted that having hospital-based epidemiologists in their area greatly improved their work efficiency. For example, instead of calling back to the hospital, to the different hospital departments for the case investigation, they had their one point of contact as a PHE. And 90% among the hospital respondents noted improvements in hand surveillance and BT infection infection disease preparedness. Certainly, it was some disadvantages of the program reported, and among disadvantages, probably it the main one was the need of PHE in other hospital. It's not really a disadvantage, it's a need. This one, PHE is out of the office, it's a flattering disadvantage. when people notice you're out of the office, they really need you. With competing priorities, this disadvantage was raised by two respondents. It was when funding for the PHE was shared between public health and the hospital, and it created additional set of responsibilities for the hospital-based epidemiologist. And of course, funding, since 2003, the funding for the basic funding for this position hasn't been changed. With this study limitation, of course, it has some limitations in interpreting the results. UNC made an attempt to obtain information from all potential responders, but not all responders could be reached. And another potential limitation was the reluctance of responders to share negative impression, even with their identity was protected for disclosure. So this is my conclusion. North Carolina has taken an advantage of unique opportunity to enhance communication and collaboration between health departments and local hospitals by implementing the hospital-based PHE program. And program has been an innovating means to improve North Carolina's ability to prepare and respond to public health threats. Additional benefits of this program have also served a greater goal of improving the public health infrastructure of North Carolina. And on this slide, you see the list of the hospitals and health departments involved in hospital-based epidemiologist program. And we would like to thank hospital-based epidemiologist program directors, hospital directors, and health department staff who assisted with this review by taking time out of their busy schedules to answer all these questions. And thank you for your attention too.
Charlotte, which are big cities. What about the smallest smaller counties which have smaller towns. I believe they have smaller hospitals with emergency departments which come under the selective district. Is there a particular reason why you chose the counties with little cities?
The question was how we chose, why did we choose the counties with the bigger cities for the hospital-based epidemiologist program, is that right? So certainly we were trying to choose bigger hospitals or the hospital system to place hospital-based epidemiologists so the coverage will be wider. And with the bigger hospitals, it's not, they usually cover not only one county. For example, if you take big hospitals, it can be trauma center for the region, so all traumas go into this particular hospital. So the bigger hospitals were chosen. Certainly, we would like to have more hospitals participating in this program, but we have financial limitations. That's why part of this was conducting this review to ask some hospitals, will this take part in covering financial costs for PHEs, because it's definitely an advantage for the hospitals to have hospital-based epidemiologists in the hospital. And let me add, at the present time, what hospital-based epidemiologists in big hospitals do, they trying to cover surrounding counties as well, so they do send their reports to surrounding counties, they do provide education activities and helping with the outbreak investigation in surrounding counties as well, so we're trying to spend the activities, but we still have only 11 hospital-based epidemiologists in the largest hospitals because of financial restrictions. Did I answer your question?
Thank you.
You're welcome.